Neptune is coming close to us. It's actually an amazing place, a huge blue ball that 58 Earths could fit inside. In 1845, the French astronomer Le Verrier realized that Uranus, discovered 60 years earlier, was not moving in a normal way. Something was mysteriously tugging at it. He calculated where this putative, unseen planet should be located and tried to get someone to aim a telescope at the spot. No one was interested. Meanwhile, an English astronomer had the same idea and was meeting with similar indifference. Finally, Le Verrier convinced someone at the Berlin Observatory to point their small 9-inch telescope at his calculated position. Bingo! Within 1 hour, Neptune was found within a single degree of the predicted spot. That was September 1846. Just 17 days later, a giant moon was seen orbiting it, and it was eventually called Triton, after that three-pronged pointy staff held by the god of the sea. In 1949, a second tiny satellite was found, and the Hubble telescope eventually found a bunch more. Neptune's moons are bizarre. Triton is the only major satellite that orbits its planet in the wrong direction, backwards, and its orbit is a perfect circle. Neptune's tiny moon Nereid is the opposite, with a weirdly squashed elliptical path that brings it 7 times closer to Neptune on some occasions than others. Neptune's more newly found moons are also weird, because 2 of them orbit at the astonishing distance of 30 million miles, the most far away satellites from their planet in the known universe. That's farther than Venus is from us. It's hard to imagine such moons even being gravitationally connected with mysterious blue Neptune. So it's a strange place, that world, which comes closest to us tomorrow night among the dim stars of Aquarius. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.